Hi guys, and welcome back. It's Tahul again, and this is Tina Reed. And I hope you guys are doing well. I know Corona doesn't seem like it's going to end anytime soon. I understand the sentiment. It's real out here in the streets. But what can we do about it, right? Side note, I got like a bowl of lettuce I'm trying to eat because I'm trying to eat more greens. It's so hard to lose weight. Well, it's not that hard, but all the things you have to do to lose weight, it's just, this is why we gain weight so fast. Anyways, talking about weight, the book I have for you guys is a little bit of a treat, because I didn't know this book existed, and I really wanted to, like, find something different than I normally do. So I found this book called Fanny Hill, Memoirs of a Woman of Pleasure by John Clendon, published in London in 1748. So yes, this is an old book, right? And it was banned from syndication because it was considered too grotesque. And actually, it's more modern than you would actually think it was. Now, it definitely has sex workers, and it's definitely a story, and every word imaginable for the word penis you can freaking find, like schlong, everything is in this book. You wanted to find the most colorful description of like a penis, this book has it, alright? I'm surprised it was actually written by a man, but let's get into it, shall we? Okay, so our story kind of follows in forms of letters, right? Two letters, letters part one, part two, they're all in the same book. It's fine, you can find it online for free. Alright? And Fanny, whose name actually is Frances, is a poor 14-year-old girl. She loses her parents to the smallpox, and she ends up going to London to look for work, because that's what you did back in the day. You had to get out of your little areas. So she left, tried to find a job, and ended up being lured into a brothel. Alright. Brothels were very common in those days. And, you know, even today, it's a little less common, but they were a big thing. They were like sisterhoods. You would have the madam, and she would set out the rules, and then, you know, they had their worker girls who did the deed. So here we have, like, this young virgin 14-year-old girl, and she's like getting lured into it. She gets to watch like how other people do it, and they try to like intrigue her into doing it. She ends up participating in like a bisexual act with another sex worker, but she doesn't truly like go like have penetrative sex, so she's still a virgin. And then she ends up meeting Charles, and Charles is actually like a wealthy merchant. Technically, they never explain how old he is. I'm assuming he's like 16, because back in the day, by like 14, you can make your own life. So I'm assuming he's like 16 or something, 16, 17. And like they're super happy together. He ends up helping her like trick them into like letting her escape this prostitution ring, basically. And she's just grateful. They actually have a really good relationship, a really healthy relationship. She gives it up to him, and eventually he has to go overseas for supplies or whatever, and he basically leaves her alone. He had given her money for like the rent and stuff like that, but she ended up getting pregnant. All right, and these are hard times for women. She ended up coming down with something. I don't remember the story exactly. She ended up coming down with something and ended up having to be taken in by the house owner, the landlady, basically. And she ended up losing the baby. Now, she laments on it, but not as much as you think she would. Because, honestly, this is a very progressive story. She ended up thanking the lady of the house, the lady of the manor, and she's like, you know what, you can pay me back by having sex with a rich merchant. And his name is, which I remember. And that's like her first real act of prostitution. And she doesn't get any repercussions for it. There's nothing negative about it. She needed money, that's how she made it. She ended up looking for the landlady, kind of like a prostitute, but she got to choose like who and who she does or doesn't accept to her house. But one day, one of the dudes ends up crossing the line and she ends up like almost killing him. So she runs away from that. And she ends up getting into a different a whorehouse, technically. I don't know what else to call it. Whatever. But you know what I mean. And this is where she, like, does all types of sex acts. And she talks about her, like, life. And, like, all the acts that she does. And how some of them aren't even that sexual. And how some of these dudes are just lonely. But then she meets this Mr. Cole guy. He's like super rich, very wealthy. And she meets him in like a public orgy, but she doesn't participate. It's just a story because she sold the madam that she was working for sold her virginity to Mr. Norbert. To a rich dude, and he like loves her because he feels like he got a deal, even though it was all faked between her and the madam. It's just really, really funny how she does it, and I don't want to ruin it because it's just great in every way possible. So, she eventually retires from being a prostitute with all her money she made and goes back to the countryside, and before Charles returns, and he's like, he's been shipwrecked, he didn't make any money, he lost his fortune. But Fanny offers her fortune and to Charles, and he's like, you know what, I can't accept this without marrying you. So he marries her, and she never got any comeuppance, like nothing negative ever happened, like particularly to her. Like, yeah, she had some bad encounters with some like Johns, but she handled it like a fucking champ. And she wasn't afraid to take a swing if she needed to. And that's something you don't really find in stories. Like, normally if you have a sex worker, like, or whatever, like, there's supposed to be, like, some kind of punishment or some kind of change of heart. But no, she just does what she does and makes some cash as she goes. Like, I'm surprised this book was written back in the day. Like, it really is kind of impressive because you have the concept of homosexuality, disabilities, and sexual pleasure, and, you know, women's rights to their own bodies. It's super interesting, and it's like, as women, like, when you don't have much of a choice, you do what you can to survive. And a lot of women didn't have another choice but to turn to sex work to make their money, because there's only so many people who need mates, and let's be honest. But, yeah, it was super controversial at its time because of morality. You know, people would expect morals and stuff like that. But one of the morals of the story is you can do bad, you can do things and not be, just because things are considered sins doesn't necessarily mean they're bad. That, and people shouldn't judge. Like, I don't know, I really like this book. I think it really hits a different kind of, like, expectation with me. Just because even in media sometimes, even progressive media, like, when they talk about women, they make them, like, how do I say, like, so badass that they're not even realistic, or so weak that it's just, like, really, bro? Like, a great example of this is Midori from, like, My Hero Academia, or like, how do I say this, Lauren Frost, I think it is called, that's the name, whatever, I don't know, like, how do I say this, women don't have to be stone cold to be tough, you know what I mean, and like, she's been put through like such a hard time, like, she lost her husband, she lost her baby, she like didn't know what to do with herself, but she got herself up by her own 2 feet using the only resources that she had. That is tough. That's a tough position to be in. And not only that, but like, she went from this innocent, like, you know, I'm home all the time to, okay, well, now I'm on my own completely. I lost my parents. Okay, great. I found somebody. Okay, well, they have to go. Okay, well, now I'm in debt to my landlord. Alright, she's putting me to prostitute. Fine. You know what? Fuck your face. I'm gone. Ends up with a whole new identity in a whole different place by herself. Starting fresh. Like, becoming a whore again. And making friends. Like, there's such a stigma about working in a sex industry. But there's still people too, and I think that's just the perfect takeaway from this, is that they're people too. But yeah, no, I definitely think you should read this. Like, this, because almost every sexual act you can imagine, from BDSM to orgies to, it makes mention of everything. Which I'm like, yo, this dude is very knowledgeable. I wonder why. But no judgments. I'm giving that no judgments. And I liked it because it does have some artwork in it. And like, she's a chunky girl. She's a chunky girl. But everyone's like, she's adorable. She's so beautiful. She's so this. She doesn't get diseases. She's, you know, like, and it does happen. Like, some people just end up in that situation. She does the best she can do to take care of herself. Tricks a rich dude into taking her in. Everyone talks about marrying a rich dude, but she actually, like, was a mistress, and that's cool. You know, touche. But, yeah, I don't know. I just had to discuss it, because I don't know. I think it's definitely a part of history in its own weird way. And it should be discussed as so. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I don't mean to mention to it. What says we got in this file? I will be doing another episode tomorrow, but it's definitely gonna be on a manga I read. It's a yaoi I read, so if you're not into it, you can just skip that episode. It's gonna be fine. I get it. I understand. If you come back the next time, it's okay. And I definitely do have more plans, like with more different books to read, like Captured by the Pirate Lord, The Alpha Queen, Ain't Misbehaving, and Pestilence. Four different books, four completely different genres. Only related is it has some kind of romance aspect. So look forward to those, because I will be following through. Currently, I am watching some anime on Netflix. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I don't know how I feel about it. But it's good. It's very motivational for now. I'm not gonna say exactly what it is, so I don't want people coming from my neck. So I'll see y'all next time. Oh, by the way, I'm totally sick of Bakugan. I can't. Oh my gosh. So great. I love My Hero Academia right now. So good. I can't. But this has been your time with Hooligan. And I'll see y'all later. Bye.